Every week, we look at the world of sport, and the world of sport looks back. It's part of a segment called The Community Armchair, back after a long weekend break, and the NRL and NRLW seasons have come to an end. Will, how did you see it?
How are you going this morning, Danny?
After my Bathurst 1000 experience.
Yeah, that was, I saw some of the highlights. That was something else. But
I was able to get a helicopter back.
Yeah, to think we covered almost basically every single round of the NRL and also got to pay attention to the NRLW is astounding to me. Both grand finals were worthy of the amazing seasons we witnessed. Most everyone got to see the games by now, so I'm not going to recap them, but they played out exactly as I foresaw. Some of the best teams with the best styles, and the Brisbane Broncos became the first club to secure both the NRLW and NRL premierships in the same year.
Not to mention the AFL as well. Now would be the time to be going to visit Brisbane. We might have to sort out a junket. We'll miss the footy until March of next year. We need guidance in the meantime. We've been covering the WNBA. Which has come to an end. The Las Vegas Aces securing the title with a sweep of the Phoenix Mercury.
There's one person I want to give my flowers to, and that's the indomitable Asia Wilson. She continues to break records season after season, adding more and more to her growing legacy as one of the best basketball players we've seen this generation. Here's some of her recent accolades to go with her recent 2025 Finals MVP and third Defensive Player of the Year award. Four-time regular season MVP. That's her third WNBA championship, including this one. Two-time scoring champ, five-time block champ, three-time defensive player of the year, 2018 rookie of the year, 2018 all-rookie team, five-time all-defensive, five-time all-NBA. I mean, just a stacked list. She's surely going to go down as one of the best to ever do it. She averaged 23.4 points a game to go with 10.2 rebounds this year.
Only 29, too.
Ridiculous. A ridiculous season.
And got the best sneakers in the game as well. Asia, if you're listening, size 12. Plenty to talk about in baseball as well. The MLB, the Major League Baseball playoffs have been electric so far, and the conference championship matchups have been confirmed.
Absolutely, Danny. The American League Championship Series starts today when the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
This is an incredibly intriguing series as both teams are coming in with serious momentum and star talent to boot. The Seattle Mariners haven't been here since 2001 and have never been to the World Series, and the Toronto Blue Jays returned to the ALCS for the first time since 2016, holding World Series titles in 1992 and 93. As for that star talent, Seattle have themselves the presumptive American League MVP in Cal Raleigh, who boasts over 60 regular season home runs, and Toronto have the ultimate power hitting threat in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Both teams also have deep, deep pitching staffs. Seattle was taken to the limit on Saturday in that 15-inning epic.
15 innings?
Yeah, 15 innings to defeat the Detroit Tigers. That was the longest postseason game in baseball history. As for Toronto, they defeated the Yankees in the ALDS in a pretty emphatic manner, so they've had some extra rest. We'll see if the Mariners are rested after Detroit, because Game 1 versus Toronto is this morning at 11 a.m.
That's some great baseball names. Cal Raleigh and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
The Cal Raleigh's nickname is Big Dumper. I'm pretty sure you could understand why.
What about the National League Championship Series?
Another interesting matchup. The Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Chicago Cubs yesterday to advance to their first NLCS since 2018. The last time they were there, they faced the Los Angeles Dodgers. And guess who awaits them yet again?
Not the hated Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Philadelphia Phillies to advance to yet another NLCS on their quest to repeat as World Series champions. The Brewers come in as the surprise packets of the 2025 MLB season. No real superstars, just plenty of in-form spare parts and upcoming young talent like Jacob Mizorowski and Jackson Churio. As for the Dodgers, despite their star talent like Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Roki Sasaki, they've had their own struggles, particularly in the bullpen and injuries in starting pitching. That makes this matchup interesting. There's a lot of people saying that this could be a rout, this could be a blowout. I'm not seeing it. This a star team with plenty to answer and an upstart group playing with house money looking to secure their their first World Series title.
We'll see how your predictions go this time next week. And as playoffs in the baseball start, it's intense. Before we get out of here, there's some NFL happening this morning as well.
Yeah, plenty of games have already wrapped up this morning. Plenty of one-score games. The Carolina Panthers defeated the Dallas Cowboys 30-27, and the LA Chargers defeated the Miami Dolphins 29-27 as well. But the matchup I'll be keeping the closest eye on this morning is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams are 4-1 to start out the year and have both won very, very close in a lot of their games. Very interesting to see who can eke out a close one.
Indeed. Thanks very much for that. NRL Grand Final was so great. Teddy swims. Jesus walks. Go the Holdens. See you this time next week, eh, mate?
Yep, see you then.